discussing the role of families, because it's a family son, the role of family in choosing life partner. The role of family. Hallelujah. What are the roles of family? I don't want to give my own example. I don't want to talk about pastor's marriage. I know a bit. I know Bracken marriage a bit, but anybody can give their experience. Hallelujah. We want experience. We want questions. And the youth, the younger adults should learn. Hallelujah. Those of you already in marriage, learn so that if you think you make a mistake, your children will not follow suit. Hallelujah. What are the roles of families? Is family important in selecting life partner? Always start the discussion. If you don't talk, I'll call you. This is 12, so we want to spend about 20 minutes doing the discussion. Hallelujah. Who want to? Yes, Sister Jumi. You are the first one I wanted to call before. Hallelujah. I want you to use
what's the question?
Law idea. What course did you do now? Social service idea. Life experience. What are the role of family? Girl picking a husband or a boy picking a wife? What are the rule of family?
Yeah, everybody knows that the rule of family, especially the father and mother, is very important. When you have both parents, it's very important for both parents to start talking to their children. You know, like during our own time, there was a particular age, you know, your mom, your father would start talking to you about personal things like that. But in this day and age now, I believe we need to start talking to them. In fact, even I didn't know this was a topic, but I always talk to it, you know, Toby and Tony, like every day. So whenever I observe something or I hear something, I just call their attention to it. And that's because there are some questions they ask me. I feel they are too young to be asking, but because of the world they live in now, they're supposed to.
Generation.
So they ask me. So I just say it the way it is, and I explain to them. So I've started telling them what they should expect, the kind of person they should have, you know. Yeah, so I believe it's very, very important, you know. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, my sister. It is important for family to be involved, but how?
Yeah, by guiding
you
can,
them. If you have suggestions, yes.
Guiding them.
Guiding them from young age, talking to them. Okay, ma'am, thank you. Does anybody have a different opinion? Sister Kemide Bedige.
I'll give my own example.
Okay.
Like when I was young, like I got married at 26.
Okay.
And before then, my both parents were together and we were doing everything. They went to pray. In those days, they would go and pray about it. They went to pray about it. I had 3 toasters then. They went to pray. Yes, I had... Yes, I had 3 people who wanted me. So I went to pray, and then they picked Sarah's daddy. But one thing they said to me that, I will enjoy him, but he has some generational issue. And I said to my mother, I said, no, I'm not going to marry him. But my father said, they said it's him. And I said, no, I wouldn't. But my mother made a statement. She said, when I wanted to marry your father, in those days, there was nothing, because they met here, that there was nothing like that. But I just told them, go and check his village, go and check. But when I got into the marriage, there were a lot of things that was going on. So that was how I married Sarah's dad.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So your parents choose for you.
Yes.
They went to pray. When they went to pray, they said there is a comma. They said there's a generational issue. But that generational issue was not analyzed.
Yes.
But when you enter, you still find the generational issue waiting for you.
Yes.
Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yes, Pastor Ake.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel like the role of the family in choosing life partner is very, very, very important. But on the flip side as well, there's a fine line when we don't expect the family to be too much involved when you're choosing a life partner. It is very good that your son, your daughter comes home with their intended spouse. We as family members, either father, mother, or extended family, have the role to guide, to counsel, advise on what the expectations of whoever you are marrying. Like our sister Jimmy said, she said she speaks to her children on what they should expect. So it means regardless of what your background is, regardless of how you have grown up as a family, or to what you've seen for your own parents, there's a basic and certain expectation from your spouse. Now, that does not give the rights or the parents to encroach, to go beyond. You know, when you have a father or mother that is too involved in your marital or about to choose, it sort of there's like a bounce back effect.
Okay.
So while it is very, very important that your family, you know, backs you up, speaks to you, gives you advice on how to choose, what to expect, I feel like the family as well should maintain a safe distance. Advice from far. Observe and advise, but don't be too involved so that...
No, we are not even talking of marriage now.
It's about choosing. Yeah, okay. Because at the end of the day, it all leads to marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, because when the families are too involved, if anything happens, there's always like a bounce back effect, and the child will sort of, you know, go back and say, you are the one that advised me to do. You're too much in my matter. So so the role is good, but we shouldn't. Family should not be too.
There should be a fine line.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Before I will go to next one, there are two things I picked. Sister Jumi said we need to start talking to them from a very young age, so that the child knows. This is the expectation of my family. Now, when you are saying your expectation, it's not to say, oh, don't marry, don't bring anybody who doesn't drive Bugatti into this household. That's not the kind. But when you are saying, okay, make sure he's a Christian, make sure he's God-fearing, make sure he has somebody he respects, he has somebody who can correct him, for example. Make sure... If somebody call him and say, no, what you did is wrong, he will at least respect that person, okay? And then you go ahead and they say, okay, maybe it must not be Sitom's bando or Sitom's wife. I'm just giving for example, okay? It must be somebody who is able to bring something to the table. We are not talking about to the table today. If I put it down, before the end of this year, we'll talk about this thing bring to the table. What does it mean? Okay, so thank you so much. So from beginning, you don't need to get to a new age. The guy is supposed to know this is the expectation. Okay, you should. I was talking to a young man. I said, you train your young girl what he said, let's go and eat chicken and cheese. But if the father and the parents have been taking the child out on a meal, on a good meal, not just every time it is fufu and ogbono at home, and the child or that. So when an invitation comes, it's just like part of the family. You understand? It's not anything. Somebody was telling me, he said, a girl was taken to Dubai to go and dispatch it. Because the moment she heard the word travel, the boy took him to Dubai with one-way ticket because that's what he can afford. This virgin left her in the hotel and disappeared. This is history. You understand what I'm saying? So thank you so much. Who want to contribute again? The role of family. Before you, Mama, raise up. All right? Mama, Auntie Kemi. Hallelujah.
I'm going to second Brother King, and I'm sharing a past experience. If the role of family in choosing, we have to be very, very careful. Because if you are the one that choose, when the problem comes, calling you. I always say in my marriage that thank God for 29 years. I don't know how I manage, but I thank God for the strength.
I don't know.
When the,
how when you the, manage, I don't know.
I always say that when there's a problem in the house, I look at him and say, Wobokurio, leke lara. So I always tell people that if it is somebody that choose my husband for me, when it is good, I will be praising the person. But when it is bad, I will be cursing the person. So marriage is not like a bed of roses, but we thank God that with God, all things are possible. Recently, I will use a personal example. The person may be hearing me or will hear it later. Everybody knows my brother. And my brother came to this country. Right from day one, I always tell him, anyway, I always tell him that the only thing I did not do is to carry your pregnancy, but I'm the one that gave birth to you. Because from when he was in the womb, I was the one looking after him until he came to this country. So I'll be telling him, man, promise anybody. Don't promise anybody that you want to marry because you don't know your future. So eventually when he came, there was a time, blah, blah, he said to me he was going out with somebody, blah, blah. Anyway, when he came, I called him. I said, I'm going to advise you two things. If you see any lady, me, I did not promise you, I did not have anybody in the corner for you to marry, but shine your face very well. If you see anybody in the UK, I think it will be better for you because of the visa you have. But make sure you love the person. No? But if you say you are marrying somebody from Africa, that's fine. So I put the two down for him in a note. We talk like a mother. And at the end of the day, she choose, say, this is what I want. I was happy. I think Sister Kemi follow me. But when this problem starts, praise the name of the Lord, I thank God that I did not choose for him. Because as soon as when he came, I say, well, among the kanlele, fele. And just say, because of my sister or my mom, let me agree and marry the person. When the problem arises, I will be the one to blame. So when anybody is choosing, even including my son, whatever they bring in, I'll say, are you sure? But from a personal experience and with what has happened to him, I thank God I did not choose.
Hallelujah. Him.
Praise the Lord.
I think I don't want us to deviate too much into the issues after. It's in this choosing. Because the one you said, he possibly, if he has been properly guided, then the chosen will be right. So we are talking of being guided. It is the guidance before the choosing. Not that I go to family party, I met somebody. And everybody, I'm a daddy. You know, or not, I go to church one day, I saw one girl, my eyes shine, and she's holding my singing, and singing to know those boys. Being in church does not mean the family background is good, it doesn't mean anything. Being in meeting a girl in church is like meeting a girl in clubhouse. Hallelujah. So what I'm talking about is, what are the role of the family? The role of family in choosing a life partner. The role. Yes, sister.
What I wanted to say, I don't know if you're aligned with what you just said now you want us to say, but this is like a life story.
Okay.
Sometimes even family members, when they advise you, they can be biased. People advise you based on their own interests, their own preference.
Okay.
I remember my sister came home and said, oh, she's dating someone and she's considering marrying him. But I think the guy is from Kwara. And my dad doesn't like people from Kwara State because somebody has offended him. And he was like, no, I don't want this person for you. So he's not saying no based on the fact that, oh, he might be a good person. He might be the one for her. So, but because of his own personal experience, he's now putting that in.
From this, I am an Ijesha man. All my children must marry an Ijesha man. Where will they get Ijesha people in London? They can. I'm not saying they cannot. But I should not put my children in a closed loop because of my preference. Yes, sister.
When it comes to choosing, like we said,
yes, ma'am.
We need God guidance in the first place. Our parents are one-way traffic people. This is what they want, and that is what you must follow. In the sense that they might have a friend very close, the one their son to marry their daughter. And they will be telling the daughter, you see Mr. K, you see the son, you can see he's an engineer. They will start, you know, encouraging the girl to go after that boy, which is very, very wrong. Like we said, it happens to my own aunt. Mm. And at the end of the day, the whole thing have scattered. My father is the spokesman in the old family. He's the one, he's the learned. So he's the one they will all come to. Even the senior will come. And in my family, it is like, you must marry an Ijesha man. No way. From Oshu, you can't marry from Oshu. It's too far. It must be around Ilesha. And if you don't bring person from that place, you are in trouble. So this is what happened in my family. And my aunt ended up being a single mother up till now. A guy came from the way from America to marry my aunt, a doctor. I was happy because it's like I'm the next person to be going to America with her. And my aunt came, my elder aunt came. Yes, because she will carry me along. She won't leave me behind in Nigeria then. So I was happy. Then when my father's junior sister came, I was the one that told her the story. Ah, somebody came for Auntie. Ah, he's going to marry her. He said, because in my family, it's what my father says that goes. As soon as they gather, they have scattered the whole thing. You see, when family encroach too much in someone's life, it scatters the family and it scatters the person's life. That was what I saw, and it has never been a palatable story. They wanted everybody in my father's family to marry from Ijesha, from Ilesha, not from Oshu, not from Ibodi. It has to be around Ilesha. Ibokun, they can accept Ibokun. That is the best. You understand? But this man came, and they told the man in his presence, in everybody's, you cannot marry our daughter. You are not from and is an Ekiti man. No, we don't accept Ekiti man. And I now ask this question, sir. I called my father. I said, why is it that you don't want any one of us to marry an outsider? It has to be from Malaysia. I said, you know the family ties now. I can just woke up one morning and go to my in-law's house. We just sit down and chat together. Can you see the sense there? So they misled so many of my family into being a single mother. Because if you don't come with an Ijesha man, I was the one that broke the yoke. I broke everything. I went ahead, not even from Malaysia. I went straight to Delta. And your family turned their back on me. Yeah, for years. Yes, they done that. They even refused my dowry. My father refused my dowry. He broke everything they brought. He broke everything. Both of them, they are far. So what I'm saying is, because I will tell you the story. I brought an Ekiti man home, the guy that did the welcome to Nigeria mode in the airport, Tolu Filani. My father said, Bolotiri, Afro man. No? You can't. You know, it was a big story. It was a big problem. So I stepped in, and when mama came in, I said, this is the right man. I don't even care who he is. He's from Ibo, Delta. I will marry you. I was the one that told him, I will marry you. Don't worry. He didn't know my mission. You understand? Because the family has encroached because none of my family member is able to bring an Ijesha man. So what I'm trying to say is we should not allow that. Don't encroach your family, your children to stand in their way. You must marry this one. You must marry this one. No. It's really dabaru the whole of their life. Oh, their
amen. 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 Thank you. Brothers, you are welcome. God bless you, sir. Thank you. You want to make a comment. It's a family Sunday. And so we take up his topic on Family Sunday that we discuss. Okay. God bless you, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. This is my elder brother.
Wow, okay.
And he's a very good guy to me. Amen. So what I'm going to say is simple, sir. I love what everybody has been saying, but let's go back to the Bible. Abraham instructed his servants to go and look for people within the family. Isaac did the same thing. Don't marry outside the Canaan. So I'm not going to rule out the totality that the family are wrong. Mm-hmm. Their guidance. I'm a Yoruba man, typical Yoruba man. Yoruba will tell you that joko, tori, tomodiba gori gikoleri. Some of them have reasons and precedents why they are giving you the guidance. But because most of them have missed the God's plan, we Yoruba believe our parents are our next God. Because most of them have missed the God's plan, they missed it. But if you have a father that is godly, that can see ahead of you, why not take his advice? Because sometimes if you don't take, you might miss it. So I don't want to agree, 100% agree with you. And that's why we are losing the family. Marriage are broken now because you said, Emma Solomon, if anybody, don't discuss our marriage with anybody. Mm-hmm. But these fathers are there. They have gone through that part. You are just training. They have seen the evils there. They can direct us aright. So what I would click on, if you have a father that is still on God's part, I will give him 100% assurance to make decision in marital issue for me.
Thank you so much. That's a very good question. Listen, can I say this? In the Bible, the only marriage that is recognized is where two parents join hands together to give the baby. The only marriage, the only thing called marriage in the Bible is not court marriage. It's not even, can I shock you, it's not even church marriage. It is the family marriage, the custom marriage. Okay? Where you follow what the rule says to be done. Thank you so much, sir. That's a very good contribution. Okay, my brother, yes, please.
I won't take much of your time.
No.
In addendum to what my younger brother said, there isn't a smoke without fire, and something must have prompted the individual to say, don't do this, do this. But the problem we have as individual is we honor our parents, we respect them, the fear is in there. But we don't ask questions. When your parents tell you, don't marry A, don't marry B, we begin to, okay, my dad said that, that's it. My mom said that. Because if I go against my parents' wish, maybe they won't bless my marriage. I've been in this country over 2 decades. I've been to marriage that no parents there, and the marriage still existing now. The last wedding I went to Wembley 15 years ago, they're still living together, just 2 people in that wedding, and it's blessed. But what we as in Africa, as Nigeria, would believe if our parents said this is the head of the family, is quoted, the scripture said that the dad, the man is the head of the family. But the Bible told us in Proverbs 18:22, you that findeth a good wife, findeth favor. You have to look for yourself and tell your parents. Because you got to the stage in life where our parents have to tell you, you are not getting old, you are in your 30s, 40s. But remind them, you know, it's God time. It's not my time. It's God will, it's God will. But in conclusion of my story is that, we need to ask why. In this country, our kids ask us why. When my boy was young, age 5, I would tell him summertime, go and sleep, it's 8 o'clock. He said, why? See outside, it's still bright. I started, come on. When winter time, 5 o'clock is on bed, sleeping. I said, no, I can't sleep now, it's too early. It's late. I now realize the meaning of why. We need to ask questions. Our parents tell you, don't marry ABC. My daughter is wanting to do maths initially in university. Later, I changed to biology because I'm a maths lecturer. I lecture maths. I say, you are so good in maths. Got 9 in science. Why doing biology? He said, because of this ABCD. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that's your choice. Go with that. We need to encourage our kids. Even if our parents tell us something else, we have to tell them, dad, mom, it's not like that. Marrying from here, it doesn't matter. He said that Abraham told his son, go to my clans. And there's a reason for that. That they said we should marry believer within the household of God. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. You know, let me read 2 scriptures. Proverbs 11, verse 14. It says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you look at Proverbs 22:6, it said, train up a child in the way he should go. In fact, that's a major topic which we are looking at. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah. If we have been involved in the life of our children from little age, like he said, any of my children, whatever course you want to do, that's your problem. This is the course I want to do. I will tell you this, the outcome. This is the benefit of doing this course. If you do this course, this is the any range of it. This is the effect on your livelihood if you are doing this and blah, blah. The benefit of it. Okay, that's what you want to do. Okay, fine. I'll give you all the needed support. It is your choice. Also, when it comes to marriage, it has to be the same thing. Because I will not live with you. You will not live in my house with your spouse. Hallelujah. But it is very, very important, like Sister Jumi started with, from the young age. From the young age, let the children know what is right in the partners to choose. Hallelujah. Don't let me use all my big mouth to say I trust, but I believe God that my daughter will not pick somebody home who is not godly. You understand? She was born, raised in church. She's in the uni. She's a deputy leader of a fellowship. So we did not get a drunkard to home one day. You understand? So the congregation of, you know, so where I'm coming to is, how do we get involved with our children when they are young? No, very few of us here have children of marriage age yet now. What do we do as a family in choosing life partner? Like, what does Sister Ngozi do? What kind of advice will he give to David, who is just 11, or to Daniel, who is just 16, so that even by the time they are in their late teenage age or the early 20s, and when they think they are dating, I don't know what is dating anyway. There was no dating when we were young. There was, but we are so poor that we don't understand what dating is all about. Hallelujah. But when it is time to the choice, you know where to pick. I was raised as a Catholic member, and I've always been seeing her for like 10, 12 years. When she was young, when she would call, you know, when, you know, when the little girls come to the church just in their pants and just play around. I want to wind that up. So I've known her very long. And as we grow together, though I was a bit senior, she enjoyed my company. I enjoy her company. Anywhere I see her in the crowd, I would just look for her. We talk. So we have been best of friends for like 10, 12 years. Even it was difficult to propose to her. Why was it difficult? Because we were too close. We were too close. So every year, I remember for 5, 6 years, I would ask the question. Are you dating anybody? She would say, no. I would start with, are you married? She would say, no. Are you dating anybody? She would say, no. So she said it that day, and I said, And my friend, who was my best man, were together. You know, we are the men of the moment then. And I said, you know, I will marry you. She just laughed, just forget. No, I said, I'm serious. It was a Christian gathering we were. I said, I will marry you. And we were on it for like 3-4 hours. My friend began to convince her. He said, no, I don't need convincing. I'm just flower. No. We know the knee down. Whoever brought the knee down has committed error. No, why will a man be submitting? It's a committed error. It's something they brought into church that should not be in church. Nobody for we are. Hallelujah. What you see? What now? Let's not defeat. Let's spend another 5-6 minutes and we close. How do we raise these children with the picking the right choice when they are faced with it? Oh, before you, man. Pastor, want to say that? Okay. Quickly, 2 minutes, ma'am.
What I would say is that as young as they are, we need to start training them. Let him then know about the word of God, to teach them how to go about in the world so that they don't keep on copying what their friend does. Because at times it is friends that leads them to all these things. When they have friends, and moreover, one thing again is let us be friendly with our kids. So that they'll be able to open up to us if there is anything. Because if you are not too close and friendly with your children, they will hide so many things from you, and from there they can miss it. We need to be very close to our children. We need to love them. We need to show them love. We need to let them know that we are very open to them at any time. If they wanted anything, we need to explain to them, not frowning, not telling them off. Then from there on, you'll be able to acquire a lot of information from them, and then thereby you'll be able to tell them things about the world. Like Sister Jumi said, that they ask questions. When they ask questions, you'll be able to even tell them free things. I used to tell my children free things. In those days, we will sit down and we'll talk. They will ask questions and we'll let them know. So that when you are going to choose, you are in a church, in a Christian gathering. Look for somebody that is a Christian, not somebody outside. And you, as a parent, keep praying along with your children so that they don't miss it. If there is an area whereby we have missed it, we don't want it to happen.
Let me ask a question before we go. Is the family where the partner comes from important?
In those days, it's important. But
why not now?
I think
why
of
is family where we are choosing a partner? Why is it? Is it important now or is it not? Huh? It is very, very important. Why do you say it is important? But these are what we are talking about. Why is it important?
Yeah, I think the family where the partner is from is very, very important. Because where you as an individual you represent your family anywhere you are being spotted. So if, God forbid now, somebody wants to marry now and you find somebody that maybe the person is from a Babalawo's house, you will never want to move there and you're a Christian. You will think twice before even trying to speak to that person. Babala was like an herbalist. Sorry,
herbalist.
If you find somebody that has an herbalist as a dad, and you as a Christian, that's the kind of person you find attractive.
Or you're married from a Gigu family.
Exactly. So it means you have to check yourself as well. So it's very, very important.
Sister Jumi, let's take that quickly.
There was one time I dropped my children in school, so we just stayed in Morrison. So just opposite my car was the swimming center. We saw a man and a woman, obviously their husband and wife. They look like someone in their maybe middle 50s. They were fighting on the road. And the woman wore ties. So the man was trying to tear her clothes. They were really black people. They were really beating themselves just right in front of us. And I wasn't sure whether to go there so that I won't be beaten. So something said, you better see that you don't know how to fight. Because I have only mouth, you know. So you are not asking the family they are marrying to, is it important? Why would I want my own child to marry from such a family? Then sometimes even we as a single mom or single fathers or two people in the way we behave in the house will help our, especially the boys, to know how to treat their, you know, some of them emotionally, or psychologically, the boys especially, they'll try to look for women that are very soft, vulnerable, because they've seen the way their mother is being treated. You know, women that, I don't want to use the word weak, but, you know, and they choose.
Thank you. But I want to hear your view, but Abbott. You know, one thing, when my adopted daughter got married, a few weeks after the marriage, the husband, now raise her voice, begin to shout. What's wrong with you? Well, he says, what's wrong with you? I've never seen my dad shout to mommy at all. So where is this coming from? The boy weak. But he said, no, where are weak, where I came from, there's no shouting match in the family. If they do it in your father's house, don't bring it to me. You understand? So, okay? So, Brother Ola and Desta. Brother Abbott first, Brother Abbott. Oh, you have an Obadiah. I want to hear your opinion.
What was the question again?
The family. The importance of knowing the family you are married from.
Yeah, I think it is very important. I mean, as she said, you know, some certain families or certain people, you know, fights or babalawo, and you know, they come from a babalawo. So I think, in my opinion, it's rather important to know where your child is going to go, where your child is going to get married to. But in my, Zambia, we intermarry, we don't segregate, we don't say this is from Jaruba or, you know.
Okay.
Like my brothers, we are from the East.
Okay.
Then one of my brothers is married a Southerner from the South. Another one from the West. I was married to a Northerner. So, you know,
you just entire married.
You know, the one Zambia, one nation, as we call it. So.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. But our lad, then my brother, dear sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to say that family play a very vital role in choosing a partner. In those days, even when you are not married in your community, sometimes you bring your wife to your parents in the village. That woman will spend some time with your mother. Your mother will have discussed some issues, what he has passed through in the marriage. But now, let's look at it. First of all, in marriage, parental counseling is very, very important because now, daddy has spent 29 years now in marriage. We have a lot of pastors now. They don't have wife yet they are counseling people about marriage. What experience have they got? No, what experience have they got? So that is it. To me, I always said it. If pastor is not married, nothing can tell me if I have a problem in my marriage that I will listen to. That because you have not spent 2 days or 1 day with a woman. And the woman gives you a date. Let me see if you can overcome the problem. How do you not intervene in my own marriage? So that is it. Parental counseling is very, very important in choosing life partner.
Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. Let's hear uncle. I know these are very interesting. Family Day, we need to just understand some of this. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Let me take it as fast as possible.
Yes, sir.
I teach mathematics back home in Nigeria.
Okay.
And one day I was in my office and a group of girls, like 5, 6, GS1 with this boy, dragged into my office and the boy was crying. And I asked, and all of them are saying, this small girl has been bullying him. He has been slapping him. I've been telling him to retaliate. And I asked the boy, why have you not slapped her back? He said, only anima slaps a woman. Wow. I was shocked. And I said, why? He said, my father told me, any man that raises his hand to beat a woman is an animal. I'm talking about a 9, 10 years old GSS one boy. I won't lie to you, I shed tears. Mm. I shed tears for the boy because the boy is big in stature, bigger than the girl. If you see the girl, I was slapping her tiny. I shed tears because family has instilled a value.
Value in that.
And that's where I'm going to. I teach. It is not what you tell your child that your child would do. It is what they see you do.
You don't
pray as a mother, you want your child to pray. Fa, 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 foul. You go to nightclub, you wear, sorry, I don't like talking about outside review. Whatever your lifestyle is, it's what your child will copy. That's why I believe in family value. And I have one adage, a family that prays together, stay together. And I'll say it today, if the devil wants to get the family, he get the prayer altar.
Yeah.
Once you are no longer praying together, get it. So I would say, the best way, it's not about telling them, it's about showing them. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. Yes. Brother Paul, let's take one, Brother Paul, and then Pastor Tiri, and then we'll end up. It's an interesting topic. If we have to take it the next season, I wouldn't mind.
Praise the Lord.
Eh? Finish 2 o'clock. You are enjoying. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give the experience about my own life. My wife come from, before we got married, I didn't know that her father is Oluwo. I didn't know. It's
Oluwo
after.
Is, the Oluwo is Oluwo. the chief priest of Aniwota.
I'm from a Christian family, but I didn't know. Until after the marriage, I got to know that the man is, because during the our courtship, I didn't see the man going to church. I just, only the mother going to church, but the man doesn't go. So after the marriage, that was the day I went to the house, I saw people gathering. What's happening here? The nurse now telling me, I didn't know that her father is a so-so-so. I said, what? If I know that I'll marry you, believe me, I won't. So it's very important.
Does it have effect on your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You don't need to give example. That's
yes.
Okay, sir. Hola. Let's hear.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So just to give a few contributions on the youth side or the young adult side.
Okay.
I'm not married yet.
So it's better to hear your view.
So it's better. I feel like we need to contribute in all of this kind of discussions also. Because I feel like knowing the family you would want to marry into, knowing the family where your fiancé or the person you're going out with is from, it breeds understanding. Because so many of us, we have come out of family that we have had to teach ourselves different values. We have had to teach ourselves different things. But then there are still some innate things inside us. There are still some things, some characters that we would have picked up from the family and would not even know until some situations warrant it. So you need to know the kind of family you are marrying into. In situations, say you are marrying into a family that they are fighting there. You wouldn't open your eyes and marry someone that fights, basically, because they've taught themselves, not to fight. But then when you get into a marriage, I don't know if I'm making any sense. When you get into a marriage or you're with a partner for a long time, there are some things, situation will come up and will bring that thing that they've grown out of. So it brings understanding to know that, oh, okay, this is not the person I have married, but relax. You're not in your people's house anymore. You are in my house. Come back to the person I have married and not the person you used to be. So it brings understanding, knowing where you're marrying into. Kind of, I don't know. If
okay, you thank you so much. I appreciate it. Ah, people are coming up. Sister Ngozi is raising up. Then Pastor. Okay, let's start one of the two.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What we've been saying is good. But I want to, it's a form of question. For the father, my mother is a Yaosun, my father is a Babalawo, whatsoever. I, as a kid, as a children, I'm not a good Christian. Does that mean I'm not going to marry, or I will not see who is going to marry me?
That's a question. We will answer it together. You just want to ask a question too.
So my question is, if you find out, like what he said, he's a good Christian, and then maybe the background is not good, they're not Christians. And when we say Christian, they don't go to church at all. Mm. They practice, their own thing. And then I found out, for instance, I'm coming into his life, and I'm a Christian, he's a Christian. And then my own background will have something similar. So my question is, I don't think I want to go ahead, because it's going to be bad to all through. From experience, it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be bad to all through. So what I want to find out, depending on how the stage you've gotten in that relationship, would it be ideal to dissolve it?
And, if you're already married, no dissolving. If you have been married, no divorce. You want to ask a question? Okay. Then, Uncle there.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My question is, just like Brother Moses has said, I'm the last born of my father. My father is the Lord of God, Mila Ofife. So I grow up with a paripa.
They are good with all this traditional.
In fact, on our traditional day, thank God for anointing, when my mother-in-law saw the whole thing, he said, Simoni, if you want to say la loco, if you want to land ya oh.
My mom was scared, honestly.
So when they started all the traditional stuff and everything, my mother-in-law looked at my husband and said, the place that you have come to choose, God will help you. So like Brother Moses said, does it mean people that come from traditional home or anything?
Okay,
does
that, it mean they that's the question. Is that. All right, let's hear from that uncle. Uncle, then sister. You want to ask a question? We'll take all the questions together. this is what this family is
hallelujah,
for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sir.
I will not talk after this one, but I might be a little bit emotional because I want to tell you about my lifestyle.
Okay, sir.
If you married into a family that divorce is their way of life, I married into a family that first daughter, second daughter, all of them had the kid after marriage, and I went into that marriage believing I would. My sister said it. When my issue of my divorce came up with the family, I was attending Redeem back in Lagos. My issue, I was going to Upper Church in Redeem, one of the largest church in Abuja then. My issue got to Adeboye, Pastor E. Adeboye, and he said one word. He said, it's a battle for his entire life. So if you are in that position, are you ready to fight a lifetime battle? I'm answering your
hallelujah
question, sir. Are you ready? Because if you are stepping into that shoe, you know you are going into a war. And you have this broad chest. So it took me 10 years after that marriage. I prayed fast and everything, and I said, it is over. Mm-hmm. I can't fight at a younger age, continue to fight for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Because
sir.
So what I'm going to say is this, like I've just given you the history of my life. It is you and your partner. It's a battlefront. It's a war front. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's start.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. It's like a question anyway, because like me now, my parents, they separated for a very long time. I think I was 8 years ago. I was eight years old then. Okay. So when I want to get married, I look very well. I marry into a Christian home. The father was a CAC pastor. So we were both going to that church. Then he traveled down to UK. So I was staying with his parents. I stayed with his parents for almost 6 years, 7 years before he said that no marriage again because he was here. So in that case, what will I do? Since then, I didn't get married again. Because the family, to be honest, the family which I married to, they were very good. Very good Christian. Even when I was pregnant, I was having issue. The father would say, go and bring water. Was praying, you know, that is the type of home that I married to.
Hallelujah. Go. Yes, sir.
What will I do?
I will summarize the answer in a short way. Because time is not on our side. I think we pick a good topic for this week.
Yes.
Okay, good.
My own is, for example, I have a 24-year-old. I don't know what to talk to her.
You don't know what to talk to her?
Yes.
I am a father. I'm talking to her.
Because
nobody.
I don't know what to say.
I am talking.
She's finishing her master's this year.
Don't worry. She can't date anybody without telling me. If she dates with one week without telling me.
Because I'm worried, Pastor. I'm worried.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We are praying. We are talking. But I talk to her on a regular basis. All right. What she's saying, let me just answer it because a mother will be worried about that. That is one of the things why we set up the young adult. We are dragging our feet to pick it up. But I want to start as soon as possible. What I want to do, I already announced it in church. Every week I want to get somebody to talk to them. Every 1 week in a month, get somebody in the church who talk to them for 15, 20 minutes about life experiences. Then I will summarize it. So we are working with the young adult. Because most of us make some mistake. It will be so saddening to see this.
The mistake I made, I don't want her to make that mistake.
Hallelujah.
So I'm worried.
Let's hear uncle, and I'm not taking any question outside uncle. Pastor, we talk. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor, again, for giving me the opportunity to express myself. As I said, I'm a last lecturer. Things happen. What I do tell people is marriage is other than engineering maths. I did engineering in Unilag. And marriage is not unpredictable like politics, so complex. We are told in 2 Corinthians 16:14, if I can quote rightly, do not be unequally yoked with unbeliever. And what can righteous do? Wickedness, all of things. Yeah. As an individual, there is something they call love. If you love somebody, they say your mind will skip, isn't it? This is the person. But we don't really look in there. Where's the family? In my village, I'm from Remo. One of the family in that village, nobody can marry them if you know them. Because if they marry, their firstborn will turn mad, gaga. It's been generation like that. It's been there for before I was born, maybe up to now, before my father was born, you know. And if you know such a family, can you destroy that foundation? To be sincere, which has not been easy, but that, the only thing you can do, we keep on praying. God show us mercy. That's so much important. Mercies, ask for it on a daily basis. Marriage is kongi of a tax. Kongi, what is your income? Define kongi. It's so hard. It cannot be softened. We can only pray. But God will help us out.
Amen.
If you marry the best woman, after some years,
side, yes.
I know someone that married at the age of 35 is virgin. I got to 40, he started sleeping around. And what can we call that? God show us mercy.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There is a place of foundation. There is a place of patterns. As a church, you know, we deal with patterns. And pattern is not what you break once. You keep on breaking them. Because there is a familiar spirit, what they call this, the secretary in the spirit realm, who keep the record and remind and reignite. So, as a church, you know, we continue to pray it. Within 1 month, I will pray about foundation and destroy it. And it's something you need to continue to pray. You see, I came from a Christian family, but was not the best of Christians. No, work on the church, you know. they are Christian. But knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. I remember the pattern in my family before I got married. I already told my wife. And we have already been praying about it. I've shared it so many times in this church. Everybody will lose their first wife and marry the second one. The child, the one or two children, they marry. So no, they are not for polygamous, but they will have children from two wives. So when I noticed it, I told her, I discovered it, I've broken it in my life. But when I got to her, I told her, I said, this is a pattern. So the question is, love blind our eyes too much that we don't ask questions. I love it. Hey, day. And then your hand become disabled because of love. So we don't ask. You see, the children here, the problem I face with girls in UK or boys, they don't ask the right question at the right time. When they are young, they ask questions, especially black children. We shut them down too much that by the time they're supposed to be asking questions, they don't ask questions anymore. So when they meet somebody, because they go to, you know, I said something at the beginning, coming to the same church is just meeting a woman in church is like meeting him in a car park, in a park or in a club. You need to know the family where it's coming from, not just knowing the father and the mother. What is the tradition in their homes? What do they go through? What has been the pattern? Speak to uncle, speak to auntie. Let them ask questions from their grandmother. What is the pattern of their marriage? Do they enjoy just walking out of marriage? Do they enjoy divorce? Is it like that they don't just blink an eye? Or is it that there's a pattern of after some few years, the woman will just start dating somebody? You know, in fact, some it's not that they want to do it. Something will just put them, they just start doing it. Like her brother said, somebody, this virgin at 35, and at 40s, now start sleeping around. Somebody who kept herself for 35 years. You know, so you know that there are issues in life. There are issues. Now, coming back to the 4 or 5 questions that were asked, my foundation is not good. My pastor, I want to ask a question. I will ask the pastor to talk. Whatever the moment you see that pattern, if you have not been married, push the marriage forward. Even if you have printed invitation, push it for another 3 months or 6 months. Let's know ourselves more. Let's ask questions more. You see, I was pushed into marrying one family in that place. I regretted it. Let's know, because normally I call the parent. They already sent somebody to pick the call. Do you understand what I'm saying? I called the parent of the boy. And the mom, they sent somebody in Nigeria to call. Is it not the number they gave me I will call? Because I will not marry you unless I speak to the family. If you say your father and mother has died, who is the leader, elder in the family? So they sent the two for me. And I call. Oh, we know the two of them. The guy is looking for something. The boy is looking for something. The boy is looking for who to sleep with. Not a marriage partner. The guy is looking at this girl, get paper. I can marry to get paper. So, but they came to me innocently. And I call the two family. They go ahead. That marriage doesn't last 1 month. You understand what I'm saying? So at the point where you know, stop. Begin to ask questions. But if you're already in it, this is a different scenario. If you're already in it, begin to do deliverance upon deliverance. If deliverance can handle it. If deliverance cannot handle it, listen, I am somebody who project no divorce. But anything that becomes physical in marriage, go your own way. I'm so bold, I will stay with you. Just stay, don't worry. It will work. I will stay with anybody married until TDJ shared his experience and said, the other guy killed the lady. He almost went to prison for it. He said, the prison will even be better for him He said, guilty conscience. The lady will say, this guy will kill me with this beating. No, don't worry. Quote the scripture. Anything that comes to physical that your life is in danger, walk. The Bible says there is no marriage in heaven. Abby, is it a question? Yes. Yeah, the spiritual is, now, let's go to spiritual battles. Let's say it is spiritual battle. We are masquerade pursue you today. Tomorrow somebody is pursuing you, cutlass in your dream, say, leave our son alone. It's our meat. It's leave our daughter alone. You know, I've had so many things. Now, hallelujah. There's nothing impossible for God. The snake in Genesis, the serpent in Genesis, is the dragon in Revelation. Issues does not go on his own. The question is this, if your partner acknowledge and tell you, this is the issue in our family, and the two of you are head on to solve the problem. If there's an agreement, I'm talking after you got married, though. If you have not been married, don't go into it. Don't carry garment or battle that you will not be able to. Because in the spirit, you know where the danger is. You have the knowledge of it. You willingly walk into it. That is where it becomes difficult. So, I will not do any deliverance and be talking to them. I don't. But you will see some people when they are doing deliverance, they leave it for us. You know about it before you walk into it, blah, blah. So they are saying to the person, there's an agreement. You know we are the black. And they will have done some things in your traditional marriage with you that you go with the tradition. So you are already in agreement. To break it may be very terrible. Okay. But if you are already here, you don't have any information. Both of you go into prayer. Go into prayer and fasting. If it does not work, he will fight and run away. We live to fight another time. Interpret that the way you like. Use wisdom to interpret it. Okay. Hallelujah. So, walk to him and give it to him. Don't kiss him. We're in church. Hallelujah. So, the foundation of what we are saying is, these children should not make mistake we make. That's where we are. If you're a mother, you're a potential mother, you're a father, you're a potential father. These, our children, are in our hands. We can't afford them to fight the battle we are fighting. You, that you can fast and pray. This one cannot fast. This, they are fasting, they do, this one do on Sunday. It is by force. So, if you leave them, how many of them wake up and tell you, Mom, I want to go on 2 days fast or 3 days fast? They don't. So, don't let battle force your children into issues in future that you can handle now and you refuse to handle. Three things. Don't let money motivate you to push your children to anybody. Don't let any qualification or education that the other party have motivate you. Number three, don't let good looking. He has his back, he's handsome, he has back and front. Don't let that push you. The only thing quality my mother looked at when I want to marry. No check now. I don't even remember my mom praying about who I will marry. Yeah. Olo e da ori room ori ku to fi ma gbo yin o ton. That was the only thing she saw. The young that she's plumb, she will be able to carry bread. That she can cook. That's the only thing my mother saw. No prayer, nothing. But when my mother, that is just an average Christian, when the day we went to our traditional wedding, when he saw what was happening, she was scared. Ah. Oh boy, where did you go? On my head alone, more than one bottle of Sinat, more than like three bottles of Sinat. No, I am telling you that if it is that if they pour it alone, sir, it's okay. They will put it in their mouth. When they are finished, they'll put it in their mouth to rinse their mouth and remove my cap. Almost like all the old people in Ilefe line up doing that. And one woman is there, we speak English. Thank you, Jesus. Oluwa Osehu. That's the only English. No. Thank you, Jesus. Oluwa Osehu. And they will go on my head. I was speaking in tongues. No Christian brother followed me there. You understand? So we walk into battles, open eyes. That we not open our eyes and allow these children to walk into battles. I stand in front of you as a pastor. If a boy or girl here, if you bring your children now and say they want to marry, I must know this to you. If I don't, I will support you to go to another church so that another pastor will put their signature to it. Not my own signature. I will not do that again. I am telling you, because it is onus on us to pray. It is onus on us that these children do not make mistakes. Pastor, let me hear you.
Thank you, Cornerstone Fountain Church. We want to bless God for this forum. Even, we're still going to miss, sir. This topic, it must be a consistent happening. Because when we finally get it right, the community will be okay. The consequence of collision in the family, that's what we're seeing, community. And that the experience we, adults of today, had in our time, we are seeing the consequence of it. And the one we did right, we are seeing it now. We have said all. Please, it shouldn't be just saying sake. We must walk the walk, both physically and spiritually. I don't want to take much time, but Bible has said it. You know, I think in Matthew 19, 5 and 6, for this reason, man shall leave his father, woman shall hang. Meaning that family involvement is very, very important. That man that's going to marry a woman, that woman that will marry a man, is coming from a family. And family have a role to play. But just that role in guidance now led to conflict of interest. You know, we call it ijaife. Because that thing that make our parents of the past, no, it is here, it is here. It is my rule is my rule. They overshoot the boundary. But there is family, even from the time of Abraham. So what am I saying? And that Proverb 22:6 is very, very vital. See, that boy that will marry in 20 years' time, and that girl that will marry later, he start from now, train up a child in the way it should go. It's really, very vital. Your son is going to marry somebody. That somebody is our own parent. They also nurture her up to become somebody in life. So your son that is going to marry that daughter should not be a wife beater. Should not be someone that is weaker at home. Someone that is to your own parent. So what am I saying? The way we are leading our children now go a long way. It's not now we're saying the role of a family. But that will start from now. See, we are training them based on their education, that day to day must be somebody in life. You must be ringing that bell in their head. Become somebody in life. They should be made. That is, day to must become somebody. Then three, that they are not just ordinary, they are children of God. See, let me share an example. For me, what helped me most, and every time I gave God that glory, my parents, from the age of 16, I knew that I must get it right. I must marry well. Because what we are seeing, they prove it that what they are teaching us, you must see. And God is my witness. It's not about I'm just trying to braggadoze, but to the glory of God, I have not seen my parents that they raise voice or they fight. So how would I not want to let that sink into my brain? Then three, what they're teaching us, they are proving it like this. So now, from that time, I choose that I will marry right, and that I have started seeing that and praying that. Do you know that every one of us, to the glory of God, will marry right? But they too, part of their role, after teaching us, go to school, God's way, then even in the night, they will come and pray to our head that, you must marry right. That time, but even if that comes to the time of devotion, every day, no, for 65 days, you pray that prayer, why won't you answer? These children, they must marry right. No, all those things. And to the glory of God, same of us, we marry right. And they will pray that their family will be a friend to our family. Even we marry different destinations, you both, but that family union is there. Why? Because they have pre-planned. And also, they may not know that we are children of God. Also, we must be ourselves. And now it comes down to young people, because family and young people. Young people, please know something, that you are a child of God. When it comes to choosing, don't be blindfolded by love. Because that is what happens. I met him. See, don't let us fool ourselves. Oh, come outside there. You will see these young people when he comes to scenes. Oh my, especially this present age. Oh, love. That love, we know that this love, oh my, fully shoggy. But love, oh, I don't know that kind of. And then please. Now, there's this thing going on in the airway that I mean, not married. He's really frying and going momentum, getting grand. They prefer, like, okay, we just be. But wait, marry? No. As for you, a child of God, a young person, how down you must marry? Because it's from the pit of hell that he's introducing that. And little by little, he's gaining grand. Have that notion in you, you must get married. Three, that you must get it right. That you must see, if you are saddled with that mindset, that you must get it right. For me, two things that push me: from my parents, what I see, and they are godly. And two, I have brothers and sisters behind me that they look. So even though I know my sister, at least she did well, fine. Even though it was hard, but that thing has been pounding in my head. If I didn't get it right, how many of them looking out to me and to God glory? Even though it took me time, and I pray, it doesn't come cheap. Even that's why when I met my wife, she doesn't believe, because I believe that all the men, they lie, they always lie. But see, me, I'm not lying, because I'm coming from the place of prayer. And please, use of these days, prayer is the key. Tools God gave us. Meaning, hardly young people pray. And it's the tomorrow. Because anyone that is going to marry is not just ordinary. You will make use of what God gives to you, which is prayer. And boys don't marry. Only people with mature mind marries. So please, family, we have a role. Yes. Family, we have a role. And the role starts from now. The way we are training our children, all those little things, let's shape them. And also, as they are growing, let them know that you are going to become somebody in somebody else. You too, you are going to put somebody at home. Be responsible, not sagging, not all those things. Please, it goes a long way. More and more people, God will help us. This kind of a forum, it must be a continuous process.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, we are rounding up now. These are very important. There's a take home I take from what Pastor has said and what people have said. Let us begin to live out the way we want to see our children. Love, true love. no matter the issue between you and your spouse, manage it well. Hallelujah. You can sit down in the bedroom and talk it through rather than like a fighting match. Hallelujah. Your dressing, the way you will not want to see your daughter-in-law, don't dress like that. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Please don't rush home. They said there's a little chop chop. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. But we are far, far ahead of our time. We are about 40 minutes late. But this is not a topic we can cut short easily like that. Please, even if you are wrong, even if your marriage is shaky, I know God can still step in. I know heaven can still step in. But can you help the one coming that they will not make mistake? Apart from involving the family, involve the church. Hallelujah. If young people listen to me, please, if you meet a girl and you say, I'm marrying this person, who is your pastor? Go to his pastor. Let his pastor talk to you. Sir, I saw a boy in your church I want to marry. Is he a good person? I know most pastors will not tell you truth. Most pastors will not tell you the truth. Come to me, I will tell you the truth. I will tell you, that one, it comes once in a while. I have two men in the church. They are no more with us now. They start coming to church when their wife came. One of them, the day the wife show up, the wife said, which church are you going to? He visited our church once. Then I always send him a message every time. So he called me. Bro Jumbo, how you doing, sir? I'm coming to church tomorrow. Are we still where we are? He only came once. I just said, hope there's no problem. I said, my wife just came. And he said, if I'm not going to church, he's going back home. And that's how they start coming to church. You know, that is how the value the girl brought back. The moment the girl went back to Nigeria, the brother stopped coming to church. You know, you understand? That's the way you came to. He would tell me, I'm a student. I go to school on Sunday. But when he showed up, he said, I need, where's your church? And that's how she came. What am I saying? Family, you need to listen. Family, church, very important. Let's rest on our feet. I want us to just pray and say, Lord, help me to help my children to choose right. Help me to help my children to choose right. If you are not married yet, just ask God, God, help me to choose right. Just talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, help me to choose right. Help me to choose right. Abraham sent his servant to go and pick a wife for Isaac. When it is time for Jacob to marry Jacob, the mother said, go to my uncle Laban. You'll be able to get a wife from that family. Naomi guided Ruth on how to pick a good husband. And he guided her through how to pick Boaz. Let such as God help me to choose right. Help me to lead my children. Lord, help me today. Pray for yourself. None of this my children must miss it, oh God. They must not miss it. Help them, oh God, to choose right. Nobody in this church will miss it anymore, Lord. Every shaky marriage, Lord, let your grace restore. Let your grace restore. Let your grace restore. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I feel like that we should pray the first prayer we prayed before we started. Lord, let every hurt pain. Listen, when we're talking, many of us in our discussion, issue of our marriage causes us pain. Issue of our marriages put a dent in our life. I want you to pray, Lord, every hurt pain I'm carrying. Lord, by your mercy, By your mercy, remove it today, O God. Help me, O God, that old pain will not become a generational pain. Just pray for yourself. Old pain will not become a generational pain. Just pray for yourself. Help me, Lord, that old pain will not become a generational pain. Yes, Holy Ghost. Let this battle end today, Lord. Let this battle end today, Lord. Let this battle end today. Help me, Lord, that this battle will end on me, oh God. It will not go over to my children. It will not go over to my grandchildren. Help me, Lord, that it ends today. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Our Lord and our Father, we want to say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we have just discussed on the surface this topic today. Expand it in our life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be a turning point for each and every one of us. Let it be, O God, a tool that we can work with our children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. We will soon be. All right. On Tuesday, let's sit down. Let's sit down. We're going. On Monday, I went for dinner.